welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome. Tonight we're going to be dealing with a little bit of a different swing on things. Sally Attia, who has been with us last week on the Inside Hour from Egypt and now in Hawaii, is going to be interviewing yours truly. So it's going to be a great night. Thanks for joining us. We're getting a little late. We're actually joining you just a couple minutes delayed tonight because of some technical difficulties, but we're with you tonight, and we're with you now. We appreciate you joining us. So for those of you who don't know about the Inside Hour, we essentially come to you every week on BBS Radio. That this is bbsradio.com you're listening to, and that I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. The Inside Hour covers every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific at 12 midnight on the East Coast. The worst on the planet, what's going on that essentially is unbelievable, as well as one of the best of the best, or all the best of the best, things that can possibly happen to this planet. In the face of the disaster, there is always the absolute green light to love. And so there's a lot of wonderful things happening, and as things fall apart, and as the president speaks right now to the nation with regard to what's going on that is not particularly pleasant, and raising false hopes as to how he's going to get us out of this mess, there's a grand, glorious creator at work, globally, internationally, universally. There is a magnificent creator who has actually got a whole plan for us, and a restoration, and a harmonization, and absolutely certainty we're going to be coming out of this mess for those who have the heart and the faith and the trust for the Creator. So essentially, that's one of the wonderful things that we cover on the Inside Hour. Everything that you can possibly think of that is essentially wonderful and uplifting. The musical, mathematical matrix of divinity blessing humanity maximally is what we cover on the Inside Hour. Last week and several weeks, now we've covered various aspects of the plan to get out of this mess. It's called Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. And what a blessing it is, and what magnificent things have been unfolding. Tonight, after I get done giving it up to the Creator in a prayer, and also giving thanks to our sponsors for sustaining us here, as well as your support, which sustains us through our sponsors, well, just what we're going to do is cut to Sally Attia, who is on the Big Island of Hawaii, and Sally is going to give us an update on Live H2O, and she's going to interview yours truly regarding why I began this, what was the compelling reasons that made me say, hey, we need a plan, and we've got a plan. It's called Hydrosonic, and it's basically Live H2O. It's live love through the living crystal, the water. So anyway, let me give it up to the Creator, Heavenly Creator. We thank you for your glorious blessings every week, allowing us to be here. Thank you for sustaining us, for giving us everything from air, food, water, shelter, all the magnificent things, how we can literally feed 5,000 with a simple loaf of bread if we simply have faith and trust in you. Gee whiz, Heavenly Creator, it's been such an amazing week. Challenging, but also uplifting. We praise you for the challenges. We praise you for the challenges that direct us to the glory. We praise you for the things that make us stronger in faith and trust in you. We praise you for all the wonderful things that you do day in and day out without thanks. And sometimes we forget what you're doing for us. And we thank you for the angels of protection. I ask for a special blessing tonight for all the listeners of the Inside Hour, that they may be also like yours truly has been guided by you and praises you for every step along the way, because you've been with me every step. Even when I've not actually taken the right steps, you're with me and redirecting my steps of righteousness so that I could be protected and loved and sheltered by you and all of your angels. So I ask for a special blessing for those people listening tonight, that they may likewise be directed by your glory, your guidance, your love, and actually your gentle direction, because we always need that gentle direction in our lives. And I want to thank you for giving us yourself and your son as a model for how we can be gentle and loving and caring for our brothers and sisters, how we can forgive them for they know not what they do sometimes when they harm us and or unintentionally or ignorantly hurt us. And I praise you for giving us the opportunity in our hearts for the forgiveness. Everything is for the giving, and we praise you for the giving that you're constantly doling out on our behalf. We thank you for all these blessings. With that, thank you, Heavenly Creator. I say in the native language, Aho, And so it is here on the Inside Hour. Praise you in Yeshua's blessed name. So I want to bring on Sally in a minute, Sally Atia, who's going to come to us live from the Big Island, and I want to just give it up to also our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, where you can get some of the most wonderful, uplifting, and actually sustaining products that the Creator gives us, that directs us to allow us to have, to give to you, to sell to you, to distribute, to have you collaborate in cooperatives and affiliate networks to basically help people survive and thrive, to save lives. That's wonderful. What a wonderful opportunity this is, and what a great and glorious blessing that we have in both our Creator as our sustainer, as well as all of the beautiful healthcare products and equipment that we have on the HealthyWorldStore.com. So if you're not too busy, sometime even tonight during the Inside Hour show or afterwards, go to www.HealthyWorldStore.com and check out some of the new products. Actually, you're going to see some amazing new products coming up. I promised last week that we were going to have a new product called Liquid Dentist that's going to put the vast majority of dentists out of business. Well, just came from a wonderful dental program down in Tempe, Arizona, the meeting of the Holistic Dental Association, as well as the International Association for Biological Dentists, wherein it was very, very clear that all of those dentists, those conscious dentists, the most conscious dentists in the United States, many even from around the world, came to participate and tried Liquid Dentist out, and they were amazed. And they gave us some wonderful opportunities and suggestions for marketing and sales and the way to spread this blessing. At any rate, we'll talk more about that on subsequent shows, but basically go to HealthyWorldStore.com and read up on all the wonderful products that are there. Thanks also to Tetrahedron Publishing Group, the publishers of all of the books that I've put out, and thank you, folks, for sustaining us through your purchases on Healthy World Store. With that, let me bring on Sally Atia. Sally, good evening.
Hello, Dr. Horowitz. Lovely to hear your voice again.
Yes, sister. How are you?
We're missing you down here. We're really missing you. There's a big gap here, and the big gap is well, it's growing by the day as you're away from here. But yeah, I mean, it's getting quite hot here. It's Live H2O is keeping us busy, and lots of wonderful things are happening every day. Something new is going on.
It certainly is. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've been paying attention to the emails that you're sending out, and I'm receiving, and I'm, you know, we're going back and forth, and there's so many people internationally that are coming on and opening venues.
Well, so, the most exciting thing now is that we definitely have Sudan confirmed, and we have the brothers down there in Sudan who are trying to plan a venue on the Nile. So we shall have the Nile lit up, hopefully all the way from the north to Egypt, all the way down to Sudan, which is going to be absolutely magnificent.
Oh, that's totally awesome, Sally. That's wonderful news.
So my good friend, my brother Ihab, is going to be taking care of that. He's already got his people down there in Sudan working away at it. We're going to be having his name and his logo and his group shining there on our website very soon in the next couple of days.
Yeah, and that website is liveh2o.org.
Yes, it is, and we're still working away at it just to still make it perfect, but hopefully Adam is going to be doing that for us and helping us to make it look as fantastic and as fabulous as it deserves to be.
Yes, indeed. You know, I spoke and spent some time today with Adam on the phone, and I know that he's committed to doing a great job.
Well, I'm sure he will. I'm sure we all will at the end here, Len. I'm sure we all will bring this to light. And, I mean, how can it not be an amazing job if we're just going through here to get love to the rest of the world?
You bet, sister. That's exactly right. The whole project is about giving praise and glory to the living water and the Creator and marrying the human hearts around the world with the universal solvent, water, using the universal language, music, especially love in 528, where we're going to retune all of our instruments and our voices to this loving frequency, and then ultimately creating the universal healer, love. The holy waters of the world will resonate with love, and humanity will finally get on track with vibrating to this whole divine entity, this Creator who's given us the living water, gee whiz, what a magnificent time in history this is.
It really is, truly. And now it seems that we've also got New York coming up here on the map. So we've got a wonderful brother called Dave Gotts of the indigenous tribe up there, and they are very much excited about getting New York going for us.
Is that right? Have you had any recent conversations with them?
Well, he's actually sent us some of his music, and he's just kind of waiting for the word. He's talking to his people there in New York. He's bringing on a couple of people to the table, and they're talking about it, and they definitely want to get New York on the map, and they're very excited to do it.
You know, now, he's the third person that so far that's talked to us about Niagara Falls. I think that that's the area that he's in, and also the Montreal folks. Is that right?
Oh, I had a feeling that he was in New York, New York.
Well, I don't think he's in the New York City area, is he?
Oh, then this is something that we're going to have to confirm a little later then. I'll have to get back to you on that, but I did know that New York was definitely on the map.
Yeah, I know that they were talking about New York this week, and that's totally cool.
Well, it would be fantastic for sure. And you know, as I said, every week it's just somebody new hopping on. We're wheeling and dealing with the media. We're just getting ready to hit the media nice and hard. Joining forces with all and every TV station that can possibly give us support, radio stations, every publication, and I'm right now making a call for that. Anybody out there that knows of anyone that can possibly support us in the media, they're going to want to be part of it anyway, because they're not going to want to miss out on such a huge event. So we're making a huge calling on all and every type of conscious media, whether it be a written publication, a radio station, a television network, anyone that can possibly bring on any kind of communications for June the 19th, 20th, and 21st for Live H2O. We're bringing the whole world uniting with love.
Oh, amen. You know, I know that the people in Vancouver are extremely busy and very uplifted. Looks like they're closing in on the perfect venues for the Vancouver area.
They are. They're really working hard up there. God bless them.
I know. They are. They're really, really just magnificent people. Dr. Lisa has been working hard. Jim Law is working hard. And just this week we had Andrew from Conscious Living. His organization is now an alliance. I'm talking with, I'd say, Dr. Lisa Sklover, who is an expert in actual playing music to the cetacea, the dolphins and whales, and communicating with dolphins and whales. That's been largely her love and life. And she's up there in Vancouver helping to get this venue moving forward. So it's wonderful people up there.
Wow, fantastic. And I actually had a wonderful communication today with Nassim Haramein. He's definitely on. He definitely wants to come and join in. He wants to come and talk to the whole world about the conscious living and all of his wonderful cosmic talks that he gives us and enlightens us with.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, what's he up to? Where's he been going these recent weeks?
Well, I believe that he has been up in the last 2-3 weeks. He said that he was in the north somewhere. I can't remember where he said, but he had some skiing to do up there, and he had some wonderful talks and some great meetings that he put together up there in the north. And he says that around June, when we are going to put on Live H2O, he may be in Canada. So with the people up there working so hard in Vancouver, it could well be that Nassim would be speaking from Canada.
Well, that would be wonderful. You know, that would be very, very wonderful for him to be participating. And I know that he's been helping us with our technical advisory board for Live H2O. And I'm interested also in looking at Dr. Emoto. He's been now confirmed for coming in, hasn't he?
Yes, definitely. Dr. Emoto will be coming. He's very happy, very excited to be coming into Hawaii here. Oh, I also had a wonderful communication yesterday with a beautiful friend of mine. He's actually originally from India and raised in Los Angeles. And what he has got together is one of the most beautiful sounding bands I have ever heard, Len.
No kidding.
And this guy, I mean, he has to perform in Los Angeles. And I called him yesterday and I said, you know, Deepak, what's going on with you? He said, well, I've got my group together. We are ready. We are definitely in on this. And he's getting all and every band he can possibly imagine in Los Angeles together and teaming up for Live H2O.
Well, that's wonderful. So I know that the challenge of getting venues has been certainly there in many places. I know that in Los Angeles this week, I understand by Thursday, we should well know whether the event is going to be either at the Queen Elizabeth II magnificent, you know, boat that's in Long Beach, or it's going to be just north of L.A. at Robert Kassar and his neighboring properties up there. So
right.
I think that's it's wonderful they're closing. And by the way, there's also talk about the possibility in Orange County, Laguna Beach, California area as well, perhaps hosting smaller venues because the state parks and the county and community parks are not particularly at this point able to host these events, so it's going to be possibly several smaller events, which would be fine, too.
That, you know what, Len, the more the merrier, and Laguna is such a gorgeous place anyway that anything you have down there is going to be ecstatic.
Yeah, I totally agree. So that there's a lot of very wonderful people that are now operating the advancement of Live H2O. Germany, there's going to be two venues. I understand that even in Bulgaria, there's going to be two venues in Japan, at least at this point. I understand two venues in Australia at this point. And we're still 4 months away, aren't we?
We're still 4 months away, and it looks like we also have Warsaw, Poland, possibly on the map, too. We're talking here with them, too.
Wonderful. Yeah, Warsaw, Poland, I understand, just came on, too. That's right.
Yes. So every day there's something wonderful, fantastic, exciting coming on board.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I really would love to know what it was that inspired you to start Live H2O.
Well, the story of Live H2O for me started back in 1998 when Dr. Joseph Paleo initially gave me the assignment, and the creator additionally directed it, to come out with the original musical scale. And the bottom line was I flashed on the book of Revelation, Revelation 14:1, that dealt with singing of a new song by all the 12 tribes of people. All Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are represented by all the 12 tribes, and that's who is assembling according to the book of Revelation in the end times. And so that covers all of the, basically, to my knowledge, all of the Jews, all the Christians, and all the Muslims together, coming together in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And so I began to think about that, and gee whiz, all of a sudden, over and over again, I was getting reinforcements. You know, frequently you have seen, I know yourself, that out of the mouths of two or more witnesses, it is. It's a direct virtual order from the Creator, you know? So I've been seeing that, and I started to see that with regard to the concept of having the concert as a divinely directed opportunity. And so I know it's pretty bold, and I know that the Christian community is challenged to some extent by what we're doing. But in fact, I think it's simply doctrines and dogmas that blind people to the greatest truth of all, which is exactly what Yeshua, what Jesus talked about, is you got to put the Creator first, and your brothers and sisters, you got to love them.
Okay,
you got to love them like you love yourself.
And Len, you said that our brothers, the Christian brothers and sisters, are challenged. What exactly do they find challenging about your concept?
Well, I think that the Christian community, as well as, the Jewish community, the Christian community, the Muslim community, that is the religious community. The word itself, religion, it's the legions of Rhea, the pagan goddess, and the regimentation is simply the indoctrination of the sheeple that can be directed so easily to the slaughter and divided divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. That's what you do when you separate Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim, rich from poor, white versus black. It's the same old, same old. And so the doctrines of each culture, each race, you know, as though we're not part of the human race, you know, each type of whatever, you know, whether it's Democrat versus Republican or gay versus straight, it's like, or male versus female, you know, you've got a division that's false.
Yes.
And so that each of those groups have trauma. They've been traumatized.
Yes.
They live in fear. And so rather than in love, which was what Jesus preached, these guys are simply engaged in precisely what he said. He said, beware, it is the traditions of men that make the word to no avail. That means the word, which is the basically the frequency of sound, which is the law, which is essentially what it is that we should be living with and living in keeping with in order to be engaged in this, what I call the musical mathematical matrix of divinity, that's really the kingdom of heaven in the religious world. And so, you know, Jesus again said the kingdom of heaven is near. He did not mean temporally far off in time. It's right here, right now. And you have an opportunity, and I have an opportunity, all of our brothers and sisters worldwide have the same opportunity to live in communion, in divine collaboration with our glorious Creator, whose simple prayer is love, is simple manifestation of love and joy in our own hearts. And I think that this is what, I can tell you honestly, over the last couple of weeks, the most exciting revelation that I've come across has to do with what the Ark of the Covenant is really all about. And it has to do intimately with the subject matter of faith and trust in one glorious Creator as one unified nation, one unified world, one unified people. And so that, you know, these are the things that I look at and I say, and I see the hypocrisy in all religions. And it's a sad, sad thing, because what I've been compelled to do is unfortunately not only go up against the drug industrialists in my work and in my time. So I've been exposing the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel conducting genocide under the guise of public health and national security.
Yes.
But I also have been now challenged to take on organized religion. And I said it before, and I'll say it again. The Creator wants a new world order, too. He just doesn't want to have it run by global fascists.
Okay, so tell us this then, Dr. Len. For people out there who have been, as you said, led into fear and led live in fear, what is the first step they may take so that they can release that fear and walk into love in communion with the rest of the brethren and sisters in this land, on this earth?
The most important thing is faith. You know, Fear dissolves in trust. And the most powerful trusting source in the entire universe is our Creator. I mean, just to think how unreasonable it is, the fact that you were born, that all of the magic, the mathematics and the music went into crystallizing you as a magnificent creation of the divine source, and then we go through life blind to the fact that we've got this glorious Creator that stood up for us when we were born, knew us before we were born, stands up for us with angels of protection while we're alive, and then meets us at the heavenly gates when we leave, and, you know, gives us eternal life if we're prepared and if we've really done our homework. So this is the thing. What's missing is faith. It's the number one most important component to living a real life.
Okay, so let's define the word faith for people out there, because faith is relative to everybody, as you know.
You know, I disagree. It's only relative to a belief. I think beliefs are relative. I think people can believe differently upon faith, but I believe, And I sincerely am certain that the faith that I'm talking about is in your heart, my heart, and everyone's heart. It's certainly there as a potential, that the only thing that you have to do to actualize that potential is get that belief mechanism, that divisional mechanism, that false egoic mind that presents this whole barrier of separation, and that this false perception that brothers and sisters are out to get each other, and that I have to fear you, or I have to stand in judgment of you. You know, and it's like what, again, Jesus said, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. When you get engaged in that literally false preoccupation of judgment and fear, because that's what judgment really is about. It's
yes.
Like you're afraid that somebody's going to do X, Y, Z or not going to be good enough. You're in judgment. You're standing in judgment. Now, where does that judgment come from? Not your heart, which is engaged in divine communion and divine interpersonal communion. It's engaged in this egoic perception of separation, that you're not my sister, that you're my enemy, and that or I have to worry about you, or I have to be afraid of what you're doing, or I have to be concerned about how you might hurt me. And that's where we've got to literally shift, because that's the great fall. That's basically the great fall in the Garden of Eden, in the book basically of the Bible, in Genesis, where you know, the serpent said to Eve, if you eat this apple of knowledge, in other words, if egoic mind, rational, scientific, analytical cognition, where now you eat this apple, you won't die, but you really do die in a sense that where your heart goes is essentially underneath this facade and this egoic consciousness of cognitive dissonance, where suddenly you're no longer in union or unification with Creator and each other as brothers and sisters. Now, suddenly, the faith is gone. The faith and the connection and the security and the eternal life is missing. Suddenly, now, you're in your head, and you see everybody or everything as potentially a threat. And that's where, sadly, you know, most of the religions go. I mean, I attended a synagogue while I was growing up, and I can tell you it's the same all over at all the synagogues worldwide. It's essentially where you're told that Israel and the Jews are persecuted. They've been persecuted for millennia. They're going to be persecuted unless you give, unless you do this or do that, and you sustain a war machine, or you sustain a government that sustains a war machine, then ultimately you're going to not be a good Jew. The same is true for the Muslims. They're told their particular things. The Christians are told their persecution types of stories. And so everybody gets indoctrinated into the traditions of men that make the word, the truth, the love, the interpersonal, inter-heart connection to no avail.
Well, you know, Len, as I grew up a Muslim, I was actually raised by a Jewish mother and a Muslim father, but predominantly the family is Muslim, and I see, just as everywhere, in most places that I have seen around my friends and my families, in Islam, which is, by the way, a completely different picture to what the media gives Islam the image. In Islam, we are made to understand that God is within our consciousness, that He resides within us in every step. He is in everything that we say, in every breath that we take. You know, we even speak the word God, Allah, all the time. It's inshallah this and inshallah that. And it's part of our dialect. It's part of our vocabulary to have the word Allah and to have the forthcomings of anything. Is everything involves God, and it's a beautiful way. And I guess this is what Westerners have adopted into saying, this is your higher consciousness. And especially people that are afraid to say the G word, the God word, they're afraid to actually face that there is a creator, there is a maker, there is an amazingly fantastic, stupendously, you know, luminescent superpower that has created us and is showing us his magnificence in every single way. And we are made to believe that this magnificence is within us, and we need to grow up to see that this magnificence is us and is part of us. And unfortunately, the you know, it's just like the bomb that was you know, put off in Cairo, in the heart of Cairo, in the old market, Khan Khalili, just 3 days ago or so. How tragic is that? How can that be in the name of Islam or in the name of any religion or in the name of any faith? How can you be giving out love by throwing a bomb from the top of a mosque, for God's sake?
Yeah, but see, who would do that? It's not, most of the time, it's not some deranged radical. What it is and who it is basically Manchurian candidates established by the Anglo-American intelligence agencies, MI6, British Secret Service, that are literally running Mossad, that are literally manipulating the governments of the free world, that they become no longer free. They're controlled. And that the whole concept, the agenda of out of chaos will come a new order. So Novo Ordo Seclorum, or new order out of managed chaos, as the U.S. dollar bill virtually decrees. This is the agenda. So, again, when people remain ignorant, then they don't see this truth, then they don't articulate their outrage, and then subsequently we turn against each other as brothers and sisters instead, which is what we've been made through the propaganda mechanisms of the mainstream media to believe. And just like you say, you know, the false perceptions that Muslims are ungodly, or that Jews are ungodly, or that Christians are likewise. All of this has just absolutely got to cease and desist.
Yes. Yes, because, I mean, I'm thinking of my people, my Egyptian people. I know that we love our country too much to do something like this. It could not be. It just wouldn't happen that two Egyptians would just go and throw off a bomb. We love our country way too much and understand the calamities that already face our country because of, you know, of all of this that's going on. And what you're saying would just seem to make absolute sense.
You know, also, if people want to produce a war on anything, what they should produce a war on is a war on psychopathology and drug-induced toxicity.
Yes.
That the mental manipulations and retardations and intoxications from all of the antidepressants and the psychotropic drugs that are being doled out all over the world.
Yes, it's chemical warfare. It's exactly that.
And again, that's what, if there are what they would call real terrorists that lie outside of what I've just mentioned, that is the Anglo-American intelligence community, that are not trained assassins and Manchurian candidates that are sent out to literally create this unrest, to create these hideous atrocities against humanity, and divide, therefore, through the propaganda mechanisms, the sheeple. This is the number one thing that people should have a war against, a peaceful resistance against. That is the intoxication of our brothers and sisters, and most importantly, our children.
Yes, it really is sad. And, you know, it's like I also learned just the other day that, you know, governments, they put fluoride into water to make people stagnant and slovenly. I mean,
yes, exactly.
How shocking is that? How sad? Why does man want to kill man? Why would man want anything but prosperity and love and strength for his brother? This is something my mind cannot comprehend.
You know what's funny? You should say that. What comes to mind, number one, is it's not man against man. It's alien against man.
Yes.
And, you know, we had an irate caller this week who alleged to be a Christian, who said, Dr. Horowitz is really a fraud now. He's really a fraud. He's now engaging the new age. He's talking about aliens. Well, gee whiz, if he were a real Christian and if he were intelligent as to really call himself a true Christian following the way, then he would have to, just like the Messiah, Yeshua, read the Old Testament. And if you read the Old Testament, it says in the very beginning, makes it absolutely certain, there was more than one God. There were the Elohim, plural. And where God says, let us make man in our image, then guess what? And follow that with the Nephilim. Follow that with the fallen angels, the super Herculeans. And then you add that to the fact that now there are photographs all over the internet, and you could probably tell us more since you're Egyptian. There are these huge sarcophaguses that are humongous, that are far bigger than a normal man is today.
Yes, well, by even Nassim Haramein, with his fantastic talk about the pyramids that are lined up so spectacularly, perfectly, in Mexico, in Egypt, and in Japan, and all three zones are so perfectly placed and built. And, you know, he said when he goes into thinking that some of these boulders are actually 10 tons each, it's so difficult to imagine the human race actually building that.
They can't. They still do not have the technology. And what they've done is they've suppressed the technology. It's simply anti-gravitational technology that they could use. But see, that was originally off-planet. It was pre-Egypt, in fact. It was part of Sumeria and Lemuria. I know Zion Estes had a recent interview on Rumor Mills News Network on this subject. This is really ancient technology, and eventually it's off-planet. It's extraterrestrial type of technology, just like the Hitler inherited the flying saucers. He didn't come up with that, and he was using that technology. I've seen literally the plans for building the UFO types of vehicles by the Third Reich, but they did not invent that technology. It was around before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand why somebody would completely cancel out the thought of there being aliens. And I don't even like to call them aliens. I more or less think of them as light beings. I totally feel that these are, you know, the makings of the Creator that are so much more far, they're much further ahead of us. And I think that they're much further, light years further ahead of us, simply because they got over this whole stupidity of war, and they actually learned to unite, and in their unity they strengthened, and so, and thus they were able to transcend all of that and communicate into the cosmic.
Well, I think that there was, like there, it says in the Bible, there was a fall. I mean, even if you look at the Christian story or the Christian myth, the theology that says that there was a Luciferian entity that was the Creator's number one bearer of light and music, this concept of Lucifer. And the angel of light then fell when this whole concept of jealousy began. And so I believe that, honestly, as a behavioral scientist, first of all, how I first got into grasping that this may not be human beings as we typically consider them, that are behind this global genocide, in fact, omnicide. They're not just killing human beings. They're killing the environment. They're killing various species. They don't need to pollute the environment. So it's not simply a normal behavior, a normal human behavior that typically in human hearts, when I say human hearts, I'm talking about the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm talking about the chosen ones, not just including the Jewish people. I'm talking about all of the brothers and sisters of the 12 tribes, and that includes all of the native populations, the aboriginal populations. And what I'm saying is that those people have the ethics and the morals and the values of love, of unity, of empathy, of the desire to be of service to others and the Creator. And this is foreign. When you look at somebody like Henry Kissinger, who the other day, when asked whether Barack Obama was going to do a good job or not, what does he say? He says, yeah, I think he's going to do a great new job promoting the New World Order.
Wow.
Yeah. And what does the New World Order, from their perspective, have? It, for humanity, they have a depopulation agenda that currently targets two-thirds of the world's population to be killed. How? By war that they create, by biological weapons that they release, by intoxications such as chemtrails that they're spraying, by the intoxication of the food substances and the poisoning of the food supplies with things like aspartame that Donald Rumsfeld and Cereal Corporation advanced. So this is not human. This is no semblance to what normal human values are about. It doesn't, you can't just say it's greed. You've got to say if it's greed, you know, then you've sold your soul to the devil and you're no longer a loving human being. You are an agent of the devil. You're an agent of the dark side. You're an agent of the genocide.
But Len, it's very, very difficult to understand that this very kind-looking, brilliant young man, which is now our president, is part of all of that. That's very, very difficult to imagine.
I know that you love him, that you've been, you were very thrilled about to see him elected. You campaigned for him. But I can tell you, sister, honestly, from my loving heart, I have to tell you, I've been watching this for a long time. I've written several books. And I've done, I mean, tremendous amounts of research. And I would never want to believe what I'm saying to you. There was a time that I campaigned for President Kennedy, and I campaigned for several other Democratic contenders, Walter Mondale included. I was engaged in a system, and I saw ultimately I had to let go of my naivete. I had to let go of the fact that the Democrats versus Republicans are real entities instead of flip sides of the same corrupt coin.
Wow. But what is America going to gain when it just kills off the rest of the world? There won't be anybody left to be powerful over.
Well, you have to understand there's a document that I have urged people to read. It's the most hideous anti-Semitic document in the world. It was called the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. And I, as a Jew, I have urged people to read it because it was manipulated into becoming an anti-Semitic document. Originally, it was the protocols of how the globalists, led by those who call themselves Jews who are not, I'm speaking about the Rothschild family, I'm speaking about the bankers of Europe, or should I say banksters of Europe, that literally took over all the governments, including manipulating the royalty, the royal families of England and France and Germany and Russia, took over the planet. And this whole neocolonialism, or what today is called globalism, is essentially the outbirth of a long-term plan to literally have America come forth as the war machine that strikes out against the Asian nations in the end times to foment war, world war. And that's what is going on. The prophecy that I'm compelled by the evidence to say is unfolding right now. As the unemployment rate soars, as it's going, they say now, to 12, 13, maybe 14%. As the economy goes down the tubes, because this president, no matter how much money, backed by nothing, he's going to print and basically create a false hope that somehow we're going to get out of this mess that in fact has been generated and planned for centuries, that this now America war machine was scheduled to be the major military weapon used against the world in order to create World War III.
So what can we do, Dr. Horowitz, to stop all of this? We as people here, they're helpless. What can we do to stop this horrendous plan?
Well, Sally, I have to tell you, I honestly do not believe that you can stop this plan for a couple reasons. What you can do is you can protect yourself and your loved ones with the faith and trust that we talked about earlier in the show. Yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil. Because essentially when you're in line with and you're in line with the truth and in faith with the Creator, and the Creator is in you, that means that the Holy Spirit is in you. That means that the musical mathematical matrix of divinity that can bless humanity maximally is in you.
Yes.
And therefore you can walk and the bullets will go through you. And
yes,
the poisons won't kill you. And virtually everything that they're doing, including the biological weaponry, will not affect your immunity. All of these things is what is available. This is what Yeshua, this is what Jesus preached. And so you want to walk on water, this is how you do it. If you want to fulfill the prophecy that you shall do more than what Messiah Yeshua did, then this is what you've got to hold fast to. There's salvation. There's physical salvation, and there's spiritual evolution in this prophecy. But if you're blind, if people are blind to this availability, then essentially they've bought into this whole deception that is unfolding. And there are going to be about two-thirds of the world's population that are going to be losing their lives. That's prophecy. It's been prophesied by the greatest prophets who've blessed the face of this planet. It's prophesied currently by the American federal government's experts at the Centers for Disease Control and National Security. They're all predicting it. They're actually investing in it. They're buying the drugs and the vaccines stockpiled for it. They're literally creating and buying the coffins, the plastic coffins and the body bags, and they're putting up the military concentration camps to house and actually manipulate the population into this gross genocidal deception. All of that is not going to be stopped by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, Sally Attia, and anyone. Don Nikoloff coming up in a couple minutes on Evident Footprints. Don will tell you the same story that I'm telling you now. The best thing that we can do is literally get right with the Creator. And therein lies our salvation and protection.
Well, you know, the power of prayer, Len, it's very, very, very powerful. And that's what we totally believe in here, and that's what we do all day. And I mean, literally, we cannot do anything but pray, and God does hear, and God is merciful, and God is great.
That's exactly right. You know, I've given my life more over to prayer even in the last several weeks than I ever have before, and I'm a praying person, I'll tell you.
Yes, yes, definitely. Amen, amen. And God be with us all, and God save us all, and God have mercy on the good, and may the bad see their deeds. May the bad see their deeds.
Yeah, may the bad feel the love of the Creator, and let the love of the Creator and the light therein melt the harshness and the egoism and the genocidal manipulation. I pray that that's my prayer. You know, but it's got to start, Sally. And I know you've had a challenging week as I have. And in fact, you know, this whole challenging week where we have run into egos.
Yes.
And we've seen our own egos even get out of hand. I want you to know that this is also being felt by brothers and sisters worldwide who are doing the great work. This week I spoke with J.G. Hertak, the author of The Keys of Enoch, who I hold in great esteem as probably, certainly one of the world's leading physicists, metaphysics experts, who is engaged in the whole understanding of spirituality and the metaphysics and the cosmology and the evolution now as we move into this messianic age. This is a man who is absolutely committed to prayer and an enlightenment of the population. And even JJ said to me this week, he hasn't seen anything like it. His whole team has been literally bumping egos. And so what is this about? What it's about, from my perspective, is that this now is the last firing. We have got to get right with the God within us, inside ourselves. We've got to literally realize that the shalom, the peace, the love, and the joy is within us. And anything else that disturbs that peace, love, and joy is not of God. Therefore, if we take that on, if our conscious mind directs us, even through our false beliefs and perceptions, into this dissonance, into this discord, into this fighting and bitching and moaning and complaining, ultimately, it's not us, because it's not divine. And who we are is this magnificent divinity. So I've been praying this week, whenever I feel some of this come into me, I disidentify with it. It's not me. I refuse to accept it. Who I am is godly. Who I have in me is the Creator, who I want to reflect the joy of and the love and the creativity and the service of is that divine presence within me. And that's what I want to reflect. I have to pray right now in the process that I assume this more and more, day in and day out, moment to moment. And then, only then, can I not get attached to and engaged in the lunacy and the hypocrisy among my brothers and sisters. Only then can I then joyfully and lovingly point out to my brothers and sisters and my community saying, please take a deep breath. This is not you, because it's not of God. And who you are is a powerful, loving light of love. And this is what I want to see resonating inside you, reflected in the light coming from your eyes and in the magnificent voice that you communicate with me. So this is what I think everybody who's involved in consciousness and evolving now into the messianic age. It has been a week or a couple weeks of really being fine-tuned and tested for this very important test that we're now passing.
I hear you, brother, and I completely, every single word you say resonates with me, and it makes absolute perfect sense. And as you said, we had a very, very tough week here, and it's a test for the egos, and ego will kill you. And for me, I just meditated a couple of days ago, and I thought, I saw that ego like a ball of fire in my hand, and I took it and I threw it as hard and as far away as I could, and I took that decision to keep that divinity and that beauty within me. And it is, it's a conscious decision that we, that every single one of us takes. We take a decision to be in light or in darkness. And thank God, of course, with your beautiful guiding light and with God's gracious mercy and you know, the reminder with love to each and every single one of us to completely let go and release that ego and to take the conscious decision to go with love and peace and healing. And everything shifts in 1 second when you do that. And, you know, it's a training. It's not like we're born doing it. It's not even the holiest of men on this earth has, you know, have escaped that. This is the training of man, so that when we go through this training, it really does make us purer and more beautiful, more sublime, humble beings. And yes, it's through that test that you see the beauty of God and you see the beauty within yourself.
Yes, it is. And if it wasn't, if it was given to us so easy, then we wouldn't respect it so much and cherish it so much once we get it.
And we don't see the beauty as much as we do, too. So it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Well, Sally, we've come to the end, and we've got to, again, thank our sponsors. Thanks to HealthyWorldStore.com. Folks, go online to Healthy World Store and sustain us, support us, and you've got fabulous products on there that are going to support you. Everything that you contribute to our ministry through the purchasing of books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and more is literally going to uplift and sustain you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in all ways. And that's what the Creator said. He would like to prosper you in all ways. And so I want to thank also BBS Radio, Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, the Newsom family, Seth and Engineering for presenting you with a great program tonight. Thank you, Sally Attia.
Thank you, Len. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you soon and always hear the best from you.
Yes, I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you this week about the wonderful things that are happening with Live H2O. Folks, go to LiveH2O.org. Please, at your earliest convenience, get on there, become part of this magnificent historic event that shall conquer the worst problems on the planet. That's the plan, and that's the actualization that is actually unfolding right now. Don't miss out. Be engaged fully. This is the greatest blessing the earth has ever seen. Believe me, take it from my heart, my truth. I'll tell you, you share it, you read it, integrate it. You will see what I'm talking about. It is the most uplifting and wonderful thing. Stay tuned now, please, to Evident Footprints with our brother Don Nikoloff. Brother Don, we love you. Bye for now. Same time next week, folks. 9 Pacific, 12 midnight, Tuesday night, the Inside Hour. Bye for now.
Aloha from Big Island.